Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our meditation this morning comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him." And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Thus far, God's holy word. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, who is a Sabbath rest for our souls, dear fellow redeemed. It has been just over 50 years since the first personal computer was invented in 1973. Since then, technology has increased dramatically. We have more powerful computers in our phones than they ever thought possible when the Altair 8800 was released. We are able to stream live events at the push of a button, answer nearly any question with a quick Google search, and learn from experts in numerous fields with a simple PDF download. The possibilities that we have in computers today are endless. But is that always a good thing? Have computers caused more trouble than they're worth? The endless scrolling through social media, the mental impact of anonymous posting that it has on our youth, the wicked material that can be too easily found online. There are plenty of evils that can come along with computers. But the same thing could be said with just about anything in this world. The computer was not invented to cause problems. It was created in order to help mankind, to help them compute faster, store more data, share information, etc. The twisted evils that come from computers is from the person who is sitting behind the computer. This is also true when it comes to the Sabbath day. God instituted the Sabbath day as a commandment to the children of Israel in Exodus 20. No man, woman, son, daughter, foreigner, or slave was to do any work on the seventh day. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed that Sabbath day and made it holy. God gave this command so that the children of Israel would remember how they were once slaves in Egypt. As slaves, they would work 7 days a week with no rest. God delivered them from that slavery. He gave them rest. It was a day for the people to honor and thank God for the work He did to save them and to focus on the work that the promised Messiah would do to save them eternally. In Jesus' day, the Sabbath was still adhered to by Jews everywhere. However, by the time Jesus started his ministry, the Sabbath wasn't exactly how God had commanded it. In the Talmud, a book of Jewish traditions, there are 24 chapters that contain commands for rest. On the Sabbath, you could not travel more than 3,000 feet from your own house. You were not allowed to carry anything that weighed more than a dried fig. You couldn't carry a needle for fear you might sew something. Taking a bath was forbidden, else the water might splash over and wash the floor. Women were to not look in a mirror, else they might pull a gray hair. The Pharisees were motivated by their own self-righteous rules. They had zero compassion for people. And that's why Jesus uses the example that he did. When David was running from King Saul, he and his men took refuge in the courtyard of a tabernacle. They were hungry, and they asked the priest if there was any food for them to eat. "There is food," the priest replied, "but..." You see, each week, loaves of bread were set out in the tabernacle to remind people of how God was continually with them and providing daily bread for them. Each week, the fresh loaves were brought in and the old ones were eaten. But the rule was that they were only to be eaten by the priests. So when David asked for food, what was a priest to do? Should he keep the priest-only rule and let David and his men go hungry? Or should he have compassion on them and give them bread? The priest chose the latter and was right. The showbread, like the Sabbath itself, was meant to be a blessing. It was one of the ways that God demonstrated his care for the priests. The tribe of Levi was not given any territory in Israel, yet the Lord would provide for them and their families. The Sabbath was meant to do the same thing. It was designed to show that you don't have to work 24/7 because God has promised to provide for your needs. And unlike the Pharisees, God is filled with compassion for people. The Sabbath law was supposed to be a double blessing. God committed himself to taking care of their physical needs so that he could also take care of their spiritual needs. Now, it's no surprise that Satan twisted God's mercy into an attack on the gospel. He turned God's work into man's work. Gospel became law, mercy became merit, and it still happens today. When people teach that baptism is not God's work for us, but a sign of our commitment to him. It happens when the Lord's Supper is turned into an ordinance or a good work, something that we do for God. The Sabbath was all about God's loving work for mankind, not about people's work for God. In other words, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The true meaning of the Sabbath, as Jesus says, is himself. He, the Son of Man, is Lord of the Sabbath. Today we don't have the Sabbath day the same way the Israelites did in the Old Testament. However, God still provides for his people a Sabbath rest. This Sabbath rest is spiritual, and it should happen every day of our lives. Jesus describes it when he says in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find Sabbath for your souls." How well do you suppose you can function if you were to go without sleeping? After one day, you will certainly feel the effects, but you could probably manage to get through your day relatively well. But after 2 days, your body starts to shut down. Depression might set in, as well as memory loss. And after 3 days, full-blown hallucinations. And if that's how drastically sleep can affect your physical body, how much more serious is it for your soul when you go without God's Sabbath rest? There is a difference between going without sleep and going without the Sabbath rest. The longer you go with sleep, without sleep, the more your body yearns for that sleep. But the longer you go without the Sabbath rest, the easier it is to stay away. God did not do away with the Sabbath because it was meant to be a gospel benefit for His people, including you and me. It is necessary in our lives as Christians. And how do we enter the Sabbath rest? Every time you open your Bible to read God's Word, or you come to church with your fellow believers, or even when you utter prayers to the Lord. All of those are ways that we enter the Sabbath rest in Jesus. After 6 days of creating the universe, God rested on the seventh day from His labor. So also on the seventh day, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, rested from His work of salvation in the tomb. He rested because, like God, His work was complete. He had finished everything necessary to grant you forgiveness of your sins and new life in His name. But He did not remain in that rest. On Sunday, He rose from the dead, securing an ever-present spiritual rest for you by becoming the one mediator between God and man. The Sabbath was made for man because we so desperately need it. It isn't just one day a week that we ought to enter this spiritual rest. Satan doesn't only work on Sundays. No, every day we ought to enter the safety of our Savior Jesus, receive from Him forgiveness of our sins, and the strength to fight the good fight of faith until we reach that blessed eternal rest in heaven. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We all learn this commandment at one point in our lives. For many, it may have seemed a little irrelevant because we do not have the Sabbath anymore. And that is true. We do not have the Sabbath as part of a ceremonial law that we must perform. We have something better. We have the Sabbath rest as a gift from God and as a means by which we receive the gospel. We have the one who fulfilled the Sabbath for us, granting us immediate and unending access to this wondrous spiritual rest. Jesus is our spiritual rest. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.